Parshas Yisro discusses the most seminal event in world history, the giving of the Torah on Har Sinai. There's a famous Medrash that says, before Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, He went around and He asked all the other nations of the world if they wanted to accept the Torah. First He went to the Bnei Esav and He asked them, will you accept the Torah? And they replied, Maksuba, can you tell us what's written in there? And Hashem said, Lo Sirtzach, you should not murder. So they answered, if that's the case, we can't accept the Torah. The entire essence of our ancestors was murder. He went to the children of Ammon and Moab, and He asked them, will you accept the Torah? And they asked, what's in it? And Hashem said, Lo Sinov, you shall not commit adultery. And they said, thanks, but no thanks. He then went and found the children of Ishmael, and He asked them, will you accept the Torah? And they asked, what's in it? And Hashem said, Lo Signov, you should not steal. Sorry, God, we'll pass. The Medrash continues and says something incredible. There was not one nation in the world to whom Hashem did not go and knock on their door asking them if they will accept the Torah. And everyone turned them down. All the nations declined the offer. Until Klal Yisrael famously said those venerated words, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do and we will listen. Rav Tzadik HaKohen asked a very powerful question. When Hashem offered the Torah to the rest of the nations, why did He select specifically the one thing that is most difficult for them to observe? He picked their lone Achilles heel, the one that they're most vulnerable and susceptible to. And that is the one He told them as a model for the entire Torah. Is that fair? Perhaps had Hashem told them a different mitzvah, one that's easier for them to fulfill, they would have accepted the Torah. Rav Tzadik says an amazing chiddush. He says, when all the nations asked Hashem what's in it, the Ribbono Shloim actually revealed to them the entire Torah. And He told them all of the 630 mitzvahs, not just that one mitzvah. However, after the shir, after He told them everything that's written in the Torah, the Shmuelim was sitting around on their camels discussing the shir. And they were debating and contemplating whether they will accept the Torah or not. And they asked each other, did you just hear what I heard? Yes, the other one said, I heard it. Lo Sinov, no adultery, no immorality. And likewise, the Bnei Esav, all they grasped was Lo Sirtzach or Lo Signov. Peripherally, they heard all of the 630 mitzvahs, but they only listened to one of them. They only internalized that one mitzvah that would compromise their way of life. And that is why they didn't accept the Torah. Selective hearing at its finest. Says Rav Tzadik, you hear what you want to hear, and you disregard the rest. And this illustrates a famous aphorism. A person sees what he wants to see, he hears what he wants to hear, and he believes what he wants to believe. Reb Chaim Shulevitz used to say, jokingly, when I hear the boys in the yeshiva saying, Reb Chaim asks, Reb Chaim answers, Reb Chaim explains, even though I know that they're referring to Reb Chaim Brisker, it's still thrilling to hear the name Reb Chaim, because for a split second, I can delude myself into thinking that they're talking about me. And for just that moment, it gives me tremendous joy. There's an old joke about Matan Torah. A question is asked, why are the Seres HaDibros engraved on two luchos? Couldn't it be all written on one? So Chazal say, before approaching the Jewish people, Hashem approached all the other nations of the world and offered them the Torah. Like we said, every nation declined when hearing a specific command that they felt that could not uphold. However, when the Eibishter asked the Jews if they want the Torah, their sole question was, how much do you want for it? And Hashem told them, it's free. So they didn't reply, okay, then give us two. That is why we have two luchas. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.